Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Okay, it is episode 14 of the Gringlish podcast. The camera's not even level. Oh, that's not good. I wanted to hop on and just do a quick one. A bit of an update. There's a lot of moving parts in my life right now, which is great. Great fun. I'm officially moving to Greece permanently. Which is part of a bigger move in my life. I wanted to kind of fill some vacant holes in my life from a I don't know what you'd call it, a relationship standpoint, I guess. And I wanted to make progress in other ways, so. Yeah, moving to Greece permanently. I mean, I've lived here like 5-6 months every year for like 7 years, so it's not like a difficult move. And I don't really own many things, so I'm selling the last few things I own in Cyprus, which is mainly just my motorbike. Yeah, I'm gonna have to start my company in Cyprus, but I love it, Phil. But we'll see. I don't know. So we have a few important items to review here. I'll give you an update. So, English or even just generally stand-up comedy in Greece and Cyprus is what I have my eyes set on this year. Now, obviously, English is going to be my focus because I can't perform in Greek. But Gringlish, I want to label it as just like stand-up because you put a Greek crowd in front of me and I perform English without them knowing, like prior. They're going to understand it all. So, like, I can deceive my way into performing English at a Greek show, like I usually do. But, yeah, if you just say it's an English show, then Greeks won't come, which is hard when there's 10 million Greeks and not that many tourists, especially in winter. But anyway, so I've been strategizing with my good friend Nick and some comedians, Alex, who I think we'll see more of on my channels of media propaganda. And really we've just said, hey, you know, let's really organize this English comedy stuff. Because the way that English comedy scenes in each city works in Europe is that it's almost like an embassy, right? It's like you set up an embassy in each city, whoever owns the club, maybe it's a physical bar club that is called a comedy club house, for example, in Barcelona, that becomes the embassy of all traveling English-speaking comedians. And then they can perform there, they can do shows there, blah, 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 especially huge comedians. Maybe they want to test some material and they're traveling through Greece. They're like, Ella, put me on, give me 30. And you're like, of course. So there's not like that sort of embassy type thing in Greece, right? Which is crazy because, okay, it's a decent-sized country, but also because so many tourists come here, like rich American comedians, right? So they'd come through, you know, the local embassy. It's a cool name for a comedy club, the embassy. Is it? Sounds a bit douchey, but that is my style. So anyway, yeah, so we're trying to organize. First challenge is we need an English open mic every fucking week. We need just a place. Now, that's fine. We have the comedians. We have the talent. We just don't have a bar that is willing to risk it on us. Now, it's hard because in Greece, they the good bars that have their own crowd, that bring their own crowd, that bring their own 30, 40 people, they don't need us. So they're not open to it. The other bars, they're playing football every bloody day, so you fight in that, and like the summer rush, they just don't need us. So you need a bar that kind of believes in you, or at least we'll put you on a Wednesday or a Tuesday or a bloody, not a Monday, fuck, Mondays would be terrible, or a Sunday, whatever. Fridays and Saturdays are very hard because you know they're going to pack out, or we just go earlier, 8, 9, 10 p.m., keep it short, who knows. But we need a consistent English open mic. And obviously I want to host it. I need stage time. You know, this year for me, comedy is all stage time. All stage time. Just getting stage time. Stage time. And, yeah, open mics are something you have to do. The next thing is showcases. Now, obviously, I've done showcases. My camera's about to fall off. One sec here. So I've done showcases, like the Gringler shows I did last year were showcases, and they went reasonably well. One did, the other one didn't, but one did, right? So yeah, that's a plan. I'm organizing, so that's, you know, that's kind of feels like a Alex Tidkov and I kind of collaboration. He's been doing the comedy double the time I have, and so he knows the people. He is more Greek than me, although his name's Tidkov, so I think it's a good collab. And we're going to start making content together, I think. We would work well together. So, the next thing is Cyprus. So, there's an amazing comedian in Limassol called Marilena. I want to do a show with her. We're organizing that, trying to find a place. Organizing, I want to do it at the Stodromo, which I performed at before. She's always hosting there. There's 80 people. I think we can sell that out. Split hour. That's it. Like, I don't think that's too hard. Next thing is, some guys who came to the first Gringler show that went well, there were 4 or 5 Cypriot blokes from, you know, English Cypriot. You know, like the boys, like that vibe. Legends, they held the whole show up. Like, in a good way. Like, they supported the whole show. It was great. I was surprised. I didn't understand. And they were really supportive. They're like, if you need any help back in Cyprus, let us know. And so I hit them up. They're like, we'll help you find some venues. We'll find you sponsors. I'm like, what? So we can get sponsors and sell shows. Ooh, email from Guinness World Records. Let's see if we got the Guinness World Record, huh? So, yeah, so like super supportive dude. So maybe we have a show in Cyprus that we can do every month in Limassol with Marilena, which I would love because she's awesome. I would obviously do it in English. She would do it in Kypriota. And what is it? Oh, my God. Every day, Guinness World Records has a rebuttal to my evidence. Let's hear it now. Okay. I've re-uploaded everything. We'll review shortly. You could have just not replied and just told me I passed when you got it. Anyway. So a Cyprus show with Marilena once a month, I think would be great. 80 people, $10 each, plus some sponsors. There's 800 plus maybe $200-$300. There's $1,000. Split it half down the middle. Put $300-$400 into ads. I'm happy with that. Fantastic. Trying to also organize a show with some English comedians at the RAF base in Nodeklia, Akrotiri, what the fuck it's called. The RAF base there in the Dangleberry part of Cyprus, right? So yeah, trying to organize a bunch of stuff. Now, last night, I did a set last night, open mic at Nomads. And I'm sitting there with Tidkov and my friend Kiriako and Phoebe Barrett. And we're talking about bars and stuff. And I don't know if you remember, but I had this idea, one, in a failed TV pilot, which no one picked up, that I put on YouTube like in 2021 or 22. And then I did a reel on it at the start, halfway through last year, 2024, about getting a bar and doing a comedy show on the border between Cyprus and fake Cyprus, Turkish Cyprus, occupied Cyprus. And that exists. I had it in a category on my podcast, on this podcast called Bad Business Ideas. And it actually exists. Kiriako told me, bro, that's a thing. They have bars, bro. Just no one's done a comedy show there. What? My bad business idea is a real business. that Greeks and Turks from each side go to. What? So, that's wild. What a development, you know? Yeah. Which is wild. I've been talking to this Turkish comedian in London about doing a split hour. I do a half an hour, he does half an hour. Then for like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, we roast each other, Greeks. And I'll roast Turkey, he roasts Greeks. And we, you know, crowd work as well. Take that on the road. Do that in Athens, Thessaloniki, Patara. I don't know about Cyprus. I might get shot. He might get shot. Constantinople, who knows? Like, I think it'd be fun. So we'll see how that goes. So a lot of things are moving parts, but, you know, look, a lot of the way that things are set out for a comedian, at least in Europe, at least in Greece, and at least in Europe, let's say, the path is you do your open mics and you do your own one-hour show that 13 people come to every week for 5 years and grind it fucking out until someone finds you and makes you big. Now, that ain't me, dog. I can't do that. I'm happy to go and do the open mics. I'm happy to do the hard work. I've got no problem grinding. I've been doing it. I've been fucking doing it 4 years now. I've got no problem with it. But if you're telling me that I can accelerate my comedy career by putting on my own shows and arranging and producing and putting a bit of entrepreneurial spirit behind it, I'm in. I'm doing it. And that's what we do. So anyway, a bit of a comedy update for Gringlish. So yeah, that bar does exist. What other developments on my list of podcast items do I have? I want a dog. I've always wanted a dog. And I think I want a chocolate lab. But I also think I feel like I'm the type of person who could get away with having an exotic animal, like a monkey. Because I saw this video of a dude just laughing with his monkey. Oh. Sounds like a lot of fun. But maybe just a chocolate lab. Close enough. But I am buying an apartment here in Athens, Bagrati. First things first, let me buy the apartment. Then I'll buy a monkey. Or a dog. But yeah. Settling down. Focusing. I went on a date with a girl. That's pretty cool. And she says some funny things that she doesn't know are funny. And that's what makes it even funnier. She said that she'll have a glass of wine, or like she'll drink before going on dates, like any date. Like she will pre-drink, and her sister's like, yeah, 100%, I do that all the time. She's pre-gaming for dates. Oh my God. That's hilarious. Like she has to bear the burden of this date and has to be fucked up.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
To do it, that's like pre-drinking for a funeral, which is a thing. You're like, this is going to be terrible. It's going to be very tough. But let me take a few Jägermeisters, and maybe it won't be so bad. Just have take the edge off, you know. That's hilarious. I feel like that's very much the perspective of women on dates in our day and age. They have to just get through the date. Just let's throw back a few whiskeys. The guy gets there all sober. Oh yeah. You want a drink? Sure. Anyway, I'm going to probably put that in a bit. Then tell her I said this. She doesn't want this. So we've talked about monkeys. I want to collab a bit more with with local comics in Greece, comedians, like making skits, bringing them on the podcast, just doing more stuff. Obviously, I can, you know, I've been doing the content on my own. It's had some success, not monetarily. But, yeah, I feel like I should join forces and write skits. I think it would be funny. I think what would be funny is bringing my diaspora Greek perspectives to Greek Greeks, right? Alex said something hilarious. I told him, I'm going to steal this. Greeks who left Greece like me, well, my family, they left Greece in the 70s, 80s, 50s, 60s, whatever. And they left Greece and they have this amazing nationalistic pride for Greece. They love Greece. They're patriotic. And they come here, they're like, why are things so bad? We have to fix it. Oh my God, we need to fix this. They can't be so crazy. Greece is amazing. And Greeks in Greece are like, who gives a shit about Greece? Fuck Greece. And that's because Greeks have spent enough time in Greece to know it's fucked. That's Alex's line. It's fucking hilarious. I'm going to put that in a joke. But yeah, doing the diaspora versus... not diaspora. Comedy, I think there's a lot of stuff there. So it's going to be interesting. Since I was 100% correct last week about... the alternate history, real type esque videos, where I'm just content farming from this podcast. I'm going to do the same thing. So I'm going to make a list of the top 10 artifacts. Greek artifacts that are in foreign hands that I think should be repatriated. Now, if I had to make a list of the most important cultural items, Greek cultural items, outside of the current borders of Greece, this is my top 10. Obviously, the Parthenon marbles. I'm not even going to waste my time going into why. You know the reason. So, there's number one. Number two, Pergamon, right? This was Asia Minor, built by Greek architects, and it's in fucking Germany. Fucking Germany. Woke fucking Germany. Give them back. You know what? Give them a turkey. Or at least give them to fucking me. You know what I'm saying? Pergamon, a whole fucking temple built from top to bottom. They all took to Berlin. It's insane to me. Obviously, I only say Turkey because that's where Pergamon's current location is within the borders of. But yeah, I don't know, put it on an island there, put it on Lesbos or something. So Pergamon, Temple of Pergamon. The second one is Temple of Basse. All the friezes, just like they raped the Parthenon marbles, they raped the marble or whatever rock at the Temple of Basse, which is in Messenia, somewhere there. It's a beautiful temple. And they rate this. They're in the fucking British Museum. So there's three. The Madrid Skeletius. This is one of the most detailed accounts of East Roman history. And as you can guess, it's in Madrid. And they don't even put it on show for everyone to look at, right? In the biblioteca in Madrid. I had to wait for 4 or 5 months, and I wasn't there, so I got to go back while it's there. It's insane. It's not even for show. You can't even look at it. It's for 13 fucking Spanish academics to look at. It's ridiculous. I'll take that. Why? You know what? Why don't some Greek billionaires put a bit of their money together and buy some of these artifacts and put it in a museum? Put your name on the museum. Put a statue of yourself in front of a museum. What are you doing with all the money? What's the point? Buy some of this shit and become a god in the Greek people's eyes. That's what you want, right? Anyway. I went to the National Museum in Budapest. One day for a depressed walk to get away from my ex-girlfriend. It was lovely. I was the problem. And I went into this museum, just said to Yatokalo to see what's up. And I saw, I'm like, that looks East Roman. And it was. It was gifted to King Bela or some bullshit of Hungary. Like, it's one of the only two East Roman crowns in existence. And considering that empire ran for a good 1,500 years, Gattietti, that's like, this is the only two ones left. And it's in, as I saw that, I'm like, where are the cameras in here? There's no cameras. There's an old lady with arthritis. It's in a glass case with wood. I could steal this. There's a window open there. I could steal it right now. This is a very felonious episode. Okay. What else? Artifacts. There's a lot of stuff just busts in the Vatican. We got to assault the Vatican, right? Like, obviously for me, I would prefer very detailed scripts like the Madrid Skeletis over a couple of busts. Because, you know, you see one bust, you see two busts in Duxi. There's like 20 busts that are like top tier, S tier. But the rest in Duxi, you know, whatever. So yeah, Vatican for a good collection of busts. Alexander the Great's apparent funerary sarcophagi in the Constantinople Museum. Yeah, that'd be my number five. I don't know what number we're up to. That'd be my number five. Number six would be the serpent column in the Hippodrome in Constantinople today. And I would just take that back to Sparta. Well, back to Sparta? To Sparta. That is a goated artifact. I would love to have the serpent column back. And we'd have the serpent column and then a 70-meter tall recreation of the full thing with the three snake heads. That would be fucking dope. What else? The horses that are on St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice. Take that back. It used to be on the Hagia Sophia. We'll take that. Put it somewhere cool. Put it on a bigger recreation of the Hagia Sophia somewhere in Greece. And then put them at the top. Boom. Another great idea. That's number seven. Number eight. Number eight. Number eight. In the Met, there's some really high quality busts. Greek busts. So I take a bunch of those. Yeah. I think that's pretty. Oh. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. Was that 10? I don't remember. But yeah, that's what I would do. I think about this a lot. Ooh, there's a lot of ancient Greek coins in St. Petersburg that St. Catherine collected. That'd be great to raid. Yeah, you know, it's one of the tragedies that Greek museums don't actually have some of the best shit. They really don't. I think if I went onto the street and I'm like, what can you name three archaeological... I mean, it's a stupid question. Can you name can you name three archaeological artifacts in Greek museums? I'd be like, the Path of Marbles? I'd be like, that's in Britain. They'd be like, nah. I'm like, okay. What about Greek artifacts outside of Greece? Well, yeah, I went to Berlin. I saw Pergamon, the Parthenon, the Temple of Bassae. I went to the Met. There was some Greek shit there. Went to the Louvre. There was Greek shit there. Went to Italy. There was Greek shit there. The Vatican. There was Greek shit there. Denmark. There was Greek shit there. Constantinople. There was Greek shit there. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit of an embarrassment. And I just think that all these Greek billionaires who are, you know, evil or viewed as evil by Greeks, it's up for debate. Should just like buy a bunch of this shit. Like, all this shit is up for auction always. They're just waiting for a good bid. Everything they were bought to the by the people, you know, by where they are now, they can be bought again. Everything has a price in the world of artifacts, and Greek shipping billionaires should waste their money on that instead of a fucking Van Gogh. Fuck a Van Gogh. get a Madrid Skelitzis, Malaga, and put it in a museum and charge and get some cash flow from museums and shit. And then resell it when you're ready to resell it to your Duvlo kids who, you know, can't manage their finances. I'm going to get assassinated. But anyway, that was my quick little podcast for this week. Things are very exciting right now in my life. I'm buying a house. You know, I've lived in my car. So buying a house is a momentous occasion. It's also buying an apartment in Greece, so could take months and could break my balls. But we'll see how we go. I'm excited for this new phase. There's going to be new challenges. I'm excited to get my fucking plaque from Guinness World Records. I'm excited to make content with all the great Greek comedians here. I'm excited to do more showcases, more open mics. I'm excited for this year in a way that I haven't been excited for previously in my life. You know, this is a consolidation year. I have these big expansion years, like 23, 24. I have tactical retreat years, like 22. But this is like, I've done a bunch of good shit. Now it's time to consolidate the wins and start really marching into success. So yeah, that's that. I'm about to go. I found a cool Bill Evans record that I'm going to... I bought a record player. Well, my mum got it for me. I bought a record player and I have one record, Chet Baker. And I love Chet Baker. It's probably my favorite jazz musician. But yeah, Bill Evans I love too. Great song. Alone Together by Chet Baker. Yeah, so I'm going to go buy a record, do some work at a Cafe Neil because I'm going crazy in here. It's still only the 10th. Of Jan, so it's like the year hasn't even really started work wise, but we're slowly cracking into it, and I want to get this content machine pumping. I want to be here every day. So that's that. I'll see you next week.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Warm season.